With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The suspect in Sunday's Boulder, Colorado, alleged terror attack against a Jewish community group has made a virtual court appearance.
Solomon appeared in Colorado Judicial Court on Monday.
This is the matter concerning Mohammed Suleiman.
The court issued a protective order, meaning Solomon cannot contact any of the victims, but he is still behind bars.
The court previously set bond on the written affidavit. It is set at $10 million cash only.
Authorities say in court papers that the 45-year-old had planned the attack for more than a year, targeting what he described as, quote, a Zionist group, end quote. I'm Donna Water.
U.S. job openings rose unexpectedly in April. The Labor Department reports that employers posted 7.4 million job vacancies in April. That's up from 7.2 million in March. The GOP is setting up Democrats to be the fall guy for their unpopular moves.
As Democrats point the finger at Republicans for potential cuts to Medicaid, a new report from Bloomberg makes it clear that it is a, quote, mistake to assume the Democratic Party will escape blame entirely for the reconciliation bill. This is because the bill would transfer more of the costs of Medicare to the states. Currently, the federal government provides 90% of the funding for people eligible for Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Republicans in the Senate are looking to lessen the costs of Medicare by requiring states to pay more, thus making Democratic governors and mayors responsible for implementing cost-cutting measures. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has condemned a Russian rocket attack on the city of Sumy. It killed three people. The attack came a day after direct peace talks between the warring sides made no progress on ending the three-year war. On Wall Street, stocks remain higher. The Dow up 237 points. The Nasdaq adding 166. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention considers gambling.
The denomination's annual summer meeting is just around the corner, and among several resolutions the delegates will consider is one that condemns sports betting. The proposed resolution states that, quote, the rapid expansion of legalized sports betting presents significant spiritual, moral, ethical, and societal concerns. SBC leaders hope delegates will vote to approve the document, which includes a call for all Christians to reject gambling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but festivities will be muted as a growing number of major corporations are refusing to fund such events under pressure from unhappy customers. San Francisco Pride, which produces one of the country's largest and most notorious gay pride parades, is facing a $200,000 budget gap after corporate donors dropped out. In Missouri, KC Pride lost about $200,000, roughly half of its annual budget. This is SRN News. His surrogates say President Trump is absolutely committed to tapping America's vast energy resources, and he's looking north to Alaska.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright says Mr. Trump, who has often championed U.S. energy independence, aims to double the amount of oil flowing through Alaska's 800-mile pipeline system. He also wants to build a massive natural gas export project as its twin. Wright and two other Trump cabinet members are in Alaska. It's a multi-day trip aimed at highlighting the president's drive to expand oil and gas drilling, mining, and logging in the state. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump and congressional Republicans have made it a priority this year to require people to prove citizenship before they can register to vote. But turning that aspiration into reality has proved difficult. The most recent state effort to falter is in Texas. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.